Back in 1924, Long Beach chose a new slogan to promote tourism: Long Beach, California, where your ship comes in. Ironically, in 1967, Long Beach's ship really did come in when the Queen Mary arrived to take up her permanent home. The ship was still a beauty and a great sailing vessel. She had recently undergone a $3 million refit. But she was a victim of economics and a changing approach toward travel. Airlines had made transatlantic crossings much faster, and there was less interest in travel as a leisurely experience. The Cunard Line, which owned the Queen Mary and her sister ship, the Queen Elizabeth, was losing a great deal of money and decided to put the Queen Mary up for sale. Her home port of Southampton, England, could not afford to buy her. Scrap merchants coveted the opportunity to tear her apart. But Long Beach, California, won out on a Queen Mary auction with a sealed bid of $3,450,000. Long Beach coveted the grand ship as a tourist attraction and hotel, which, of course, she became and remains. She set sail from Southampton on her 14,559-mile final journey, traveling first to New York, her 1,000th transatlantic crossing. Too big to navigate the Panama Canal, she journeyed around the tip of South America and up the West Coast. She arrived in Long Beach on December 9, 1967, greeted by hundreds of small ships and pleasure craft and the Goodyear blimp. A DC-9 showered her with flowers from above. Ship's Captain John Treasure Jones handed her flags over to Long Beach Mayor Edwin Wade, and the Queen Mary settled into her new home. Today, along with the Aquarium of the Pacific, the Queen Mary is Long Beach's top attraction, and she has now been docked here longer than she sailed the seas.